We're on the fourth part of Holy Baptism. It's been a while since we've done one of these, so if I'm repeating, I'm sorry. But which is, what does such baptizing with water indicate? It indicates that the old Adam in us should, by daily contrition and repentance, be drowned and die with all sins and evil desires, and that a new man should daily emerge and arise to live before God in righteousness and purity forever. Where is this written? St. Paul writes in Romans chapter 6, "We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life." So this is one of those things with baptism that I think we kind of forget fairly often, which is that your baptism is not a kind of one-and-done kind of thing. It's not something that was done once for you back a long time ago and now it doesn't really affect you anymore. Your baptism is still with you. It's still washing you clean. It's still regenerating you. It's still forgiving your sins. The Holy Spirit is still coming to you through your baptism. And part of the reason that that's happening is so that we can live the new life of a Christian, so that we can live the new life that Christ set an example for us for, which we're going to hear about a little bit later today. So I would encourage you, and this is one of those things that whenever we make that sign of the cross, right, we do that in order to remind ourselves of the time that the cross was put on us when we were baptized, in order to remind us that you are still even now baptized. And so you are free to use that to help you, to remind you of that.